Hi there, and welcome to the Adventures with Jesus Today podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Vandenberg, and today we're going to talk about learning to drive. I was having my quiet time this morning, and the Lord told me to listen to a teaching by Graham Cook. So I logged on to my BTV subscription, and by the way, if you don't have one, I really recommend that you get one. It's just brilliant. The way Graham talks about the Holy Spirit and the way he teaches is just beautiful. So I logged on. I said, okay, Lord, what are we watching? And so I watched the first part of a challenge that Graham did, which was about learning to see ourselves the way God does. And the way I chose it was I just looked through the titles, and where I felt like a jump inside me, I knew I had to watch that. So I watched the first hour, and he talks about how God sees us in the kingdom. So he gave us this example, and it's not exactly what he said, but I'll give you the gist. So the Lord comes to him the one day and says, so, why the long face? And Graham goes, not feeling so good about something. So the Lord said to him, who told you that about yourself? And so Graham looked at him and said, I don't want to talk to you about this because I know we've had this conversation hundreds of times before. And the Lord just reminded him that God never sees us when he looks at us. He sees us through Jesus, right? And so he never sees us as having something wrong with us that needs to be fixed. Right, we could pause there and just camp there for a week. Isn't that amazing? So much of our mindset is, oh, Lord, there's something wrong with me and it needs to be fixed. Like, oh, I still get angry. Oh, it's hard to forgive that person. Can you fix me, Lord? And he said, God never sees us that way because we have been delivered out of the domain of darkness into the kingdom of light, right? And so God doesn't see us as something wrong, us as having something wrong that needs to be fixed. He sees us as just needing some more information about how to live in the kingdom. And as I was talking this through with Franz, something beautiful that happens with us, my husband, is that when I talk through these things and he talks through these things, the Lord just gives us wisdom. So as we were talking about it now, I was saying to him, it's like the analogy of where you always had to walk, but now you've been given a car and you're learning to drive. So the way when we had to walk was the way we were before we accepted Jesus. So when we were still in the kingdom of darkness, where we still had no access to what God has given us because we hadn't accepted Jesus, right? It's always there. God wants everyone to be saved, but we hadn't accessed it yet, right? But then when we get to live in a kingdom life, he takes us out of that old life. And he says, no, you no longer have to live according to the way the world lives. You now get to live according to the way the kingdom is. But you just have to learn a new system, right? So God doesn't go, you're in the car and you have to go from first gear to second gear, right? So you need to learn how to shift from first to second. And you're trying and you're pulling the gear lever and it's not working and it's like grinding and nothing's happening. And you get so frustrated with yourself, like, am I stupid? Did I not have enough faith? Did I not read the manual? And we get super, super frustrated by ourselves. And God goes, no, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you don't know that you have to push the clutch in order to get the gears to go from first to second. So let me give you the gift of knowledge of how to operate the car, and then you can do so. And the Lord had said to Graham, in every circumstance that where you find yourself being frustrated with yourself or believing a lie, believing something that God wouldn't say to you, and God's voice is always kind, always championing us, always lifting us up and calling out the gold in us. He said, so if you ever feel a way that you know doesn't come from me, then know that I am in the situation with you and I have a gift to give you to help you to operate kingdom according to the kingdom in this circumstance instead of according to the world. So the analogy the Lord gave me is of this car. So before, when we were walking somewhere, we'd have to endure rain if it rained on us, or we'd get sore feet, or, you know, it'd take us way longer to get there than in the car. And that's just the way life was when you had to walk and you didn't have a car. But because God's given us this new vehicle, he's given us a car now, and it's not only a car, but it's like an amazing car. You get to live this abundant life. Jesus stands there and he goes, hey, Lisa, you were always walking. I have a gift of another way of living for you. I would love to give you the gift of this car. You'll see that it'll completely transform the way you live your life. That's the offer of salvation, right? And then we get to come to Jesus and we say, oh, but Jesus, that sounds amazing, but I didn't pay for the car. I can't afford the car. I can't earn enough money to buy the car. And he goes, no, no, no. I've already bought it for you. I've paid everything. I've paid the price. I've paid the taxes. I've paid everything that is needed for the car. I've paid the insurance. There's a warranty on the thing, everything. And I've paid for it. And here are the keys. I'd like to give it to you. But the cool thing is that I'm not only going to give you the car, but I'd love to drive it with you. I'd love to come with you in the car and spend your days driving the car with you. What an amazing offer, right? So then we say yes to salvation and Jesus gives us the keys to the kingdom, right? So we no longer have to walk. I mean, we can choose to if we want to, and we often do by agreeing with what the enemy says or going back to the old life. But now we get to drive this car. So just like it would be if you were learning to drive a car, first of all, you're hypervigilant, right? And you have to, there's a lot of mindset shifting that goes from, oh, I used to have to leave an hour to get to where I was going because it would take me that long to walk there. But now I can do it in 10 minutes. So your mindset has to shift from, oh, I need to wear a rain jacket. I need to leave an hour early. I need to make sure that I've got my deodorant when I get there because it's a hot day and I'm going to sweat as I walk. Now it shifts to, oh, wow, I don't need to take my rain jacket anymore. I can leave 10 minutes before I need to get there. And I get to listen to my favorite music on the way. So this is the mindset shift that happens to us in salvation. So as we now get into the car, Jesus is right there with us. Holy Spirit is actually our helper and our comforter. And the Holy Spirit says to us, oh, I'm going to help you to learn how to live in the kingdom. These are the gifts that I have for you. And so we get in and we say, oh, Lord, oh, I remember what it was like walking for long and my feet used to get so sore. And the Holy Spirit is our comforter. Right? And he says to us, oh, yeah, I remember. That wasn't very nice, was it? Let me comfort your heart by letting you know all that is available for you now in this car. And let me help you. He's our comforter and our helper and our guide and our counselor. Let me help you to drive this car. Not only drive it, but enjoy it. Love it. Use all the features. Take full advantage of all the beauty of what this new life looks like. And so at the beginning, we're hypervigilant. We got to look out for everything. You got to look over your shoulder. You got to put your hands 10 to 2 on the wheel. You got to check your rearview mirror every couple of seconds. You know, you're learning all this new stuff. And especially if you drive a shift car, now you got to learn to steer and change gears at the same time. There's a lot of brake at the same time. Look out for everyone around you because it's not only you driving, but now you've got to be look out for everyone around you too. And there's a lot to learn. So that's what it's like as a new Christian. We're like learning new things and we got to get out of the mindset of having to walk everywhere and accept this gift of the car and realize that we don't have to earn it. We don't do anything to, you know, wouldn't it be ridiculous if we had the keys to the car and we thought, oh, I have to work 6 hours really hard before I have permission to pick up the keys and drive the car. We wouldn't think like that, would we? We have access to the car, so we're going to use it now. But that's often what we do in the kingdom. So now we get into the car and at first, it's a lot of mindset renewal, right? But then the more we shift the gears, the more we learn how to push the clutch in, change from first to second, push the clutch out, suddenly, after lots and lots of practice, it becomes second nature. And we're able to just drive the car by naturally, right? And it's just the same in the kingdom. The more we let the Holy Spirit help us to learn how to shift gears, the more we let Him help us to go, oh, that place where you used to think you were stupid because so many people told you so or your experiences in life made you think that way, that was what it was like when you had to walk. But now in the kingdom, you get to operate with the mind of Christ. You don't have to think that you're stupid anymore. Oh, that way that it used to be super hard to forgive people that had hurt you, well, I validate that. That was, you're right. It did used to rain on you when you walked and it was raining. That's what used to happen to you. You're quite correct. But now because you have a car to drive, you don't ever have to get wet going from one place to another place again because the car will protect you. So let me help to renew your mind, right? We are transformed by the renewing of our minds, Romans 12:2. And Romans 12:1 says, because you're so grateful that you've got this car, you're so grateful that you've got this gift, that you get to walk in it. So it says, in light of all of your mercies, Lord, we give ourselves as a living sacrifice to you, then we will be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so the Holy Spirit gets to walk with us throughout our lives to help us to think from this new man perspective. We're no longer the old man that had to walk everywhere. We're now the new man that gets to drive the car and enjoy the car and have a great time utilizing all that is available in this car. Isn't that just the coolest illustration of what it's like? So now, as you go through your days, and this is the invitation you gave to me this morning, and I'm extending it to you too, that we get to pick up the keys every day. We get to look at God and go, wow, what an amazing gift that you went and bought all of this for me. Thank you, Jesus. This is what you did on the cross. Thank you, my dad. That this is the thing that you wanted was for me to no longer have to walk and be caught in the rain and have sore feet and suffer. But you wanted to give me this gift of being invited into the family where we get these gifts for free. And Jesus, you then went and paid for it. You went to the dealer, the devil, and you paid for everything that was necessary in order for me to live this new way. And then Holy Spirit, you drive with me all the time and help me. You comfort me, help me to go, no, don't think like the man who's walking anymore. Come, let me show you the gift that's in this circumstance that you're going through now. And let me show you how to operate in the kingdom. That's how we get to live. That is so cool. So thank you so much, Lord. I bless every one of us to hear you clearly, Holy Spirit. We hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we do not follow. When he tries to tell us to get out and walk, we say to him, why would we do that? Why would we have a brand new car that's been given to us now and we get to live this way with Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, right? Why would we go and walk? And say yes to your invitation each day to walk fully in the kingdom and to live the way you have now given us permission, legal rights, and invitation to live. So come across and visit us at awjtoday.com and share and rate this podcast. Let's get hope to the world. Let's share these amazing stories of the love of God, all that Jesus has bought for us, the fact that the Holy Spirit, the truth that the Holy Spirit's with us each moment of the day. Let's share it with the world. So as always, Jesus is inviting you on this adventure today. Will you accept?